Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we're serving up some serious truth bombs about our screen obsessions and how to reclaim our lives from the digital grip. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let me tell you, today's episode is hitting close to home. We're diving deep into the impact of phone addiction on something precious, our relationships and mental well-being. Ever felt like you're constantly checking your phone during a conversation, even when you know you should be fully present? You know that feeling, right? Like you're missing out on real connection because you're glued to those notifications. Well, you're not alone. Our phones have become these seductive sirens, whispering promises of instant gratification and endless entertainment. But let me tell you, the price we pay for constantly chasing that digital dopamine rush can be steep. We start neglecting our loved ones, feeling more isolated than ever despite being constantly connected, and our mental health takes a major hit. Let's get real about five key takeaways from this journey we're on. First things first, phone addiction can seriously sabotage your relationships. Think about it. When you're constantly scrolling through social media or playing games during a dinner date, what message are you sending? You're saying that whatever's happening in front of you isn't as important as the virtual world. And trust me, your partner, your friends, and even your family will notice and they won't like it one bit. Second, constant phone use can lead to feelings of loneliness and isolation. Ironically, the more time we spend online, the less connected we feel in real life. Ever scroll through a seemingly happy feed filled with perfect vacations and flawless lives? It can make us feel inadequate and disconnected from our own realities. Remember, social media often portrays an unrealistic version of life. Don't let it trick you into feeling lonely. Number 3. Our brains are wired for connection, not endless scrolling. When we constantly check our phones, we are interrupting our natural brain rhythms and disrupting our ability to focus, relax, and truly connect with others. It's like trying to have a meaningful conversation while juggling chainsaws. It just doesn't work. Fourth, excessive phone use can wreak havoc on our mental health. Studies show a strong link between screen time and increased anxiety, depression, and even sleep disorders. We're constantly bombarded with information and notifications, which can leave us feeling overwhelmed and stressed. And let's not forget the impact of cyberbullying and online negativity. It's a real beast that can have a devastating effect on our emotional well-being. And finally, the fifth key takeaway. Reclaiming your time and attention is a superpower. You deserve to break free from the shackles of phone addiction and live a more fulfilling life. This isn't about giving up technology altogether, it's about finding a healthy balance and using it intentionally. Remember, real connection happens face to face, not through a screen. Now, picture this. You're having dinner with your partner, enjoying each other's company, laughing, sharing stories. But instead of fully present in the moment, one of you keeps checking their phone every few minutes. Maybe it's a notification from work, or maybe they're just scrolling through social media. This subtle distraction can create a sense of disconnect and resentment. It sends the message that something else is more important than being together. Sound familiar? We've all been there. But what if you could step back, put down your phone, and truly engage with the person in front of you? That's the magic we're talking about here, the power to choose connection over distraction. So, what are we taking away from this epic episode? Remember, your relationships and mental health are precious, worth fighting for. Limit your screen time, prioritize real-life connections, and be present in each moment. And most importantly, remember that you have the power to reclaim your life from the clutches of phone addiction. Now go out there and make some magic happen. Share this episode with a friend who could use a digital detox reminder, leave a review if it resonated with you, or join our conversation on social media using #YourPhoneIsTheVillain. We're in this together, one screen free connection at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.